Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Week two on the YouTube. Thanks for everybody who has subscribed there at KISW Rock. And as we say, smash the like burger. Some reason that helps us out. How does that help us out in the YouTube world, Mike? If they hit
you know
that
what?
Like
I'm
button.
Not positive how it helps, but I know that likes and subscribes do help us monetarily speaking somewhere down the line. For whatever reason, and I think it's because they start putting ads on it. They're like, hey, people like your stuff. We'll put ads
but
on.
But someone
there.
Gives you a thumbs up in general in life. You're like, all right, cool, man. I'm doing something okay. So smash the like burger there.
We're up to 1,800 subscribers already.
At KISW Rock, if you want to watch us instead of, just
listen.
Listen to us. Our question today, what was the most memorable reason that you were running? 206-803-ROCK.
Why are you running?
Hello, Greg. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitch. Hola.
Hola.
Well, gentlemen, this is crazy. I was running for my life.
All right. That's a good reason to run.
Yes. Now, this was back in 85. And I ran out of gas up on Snoqualmie Pass, and I was forced to walk to the top of the hill then. And walking down a very dark freeway, I heard a rustling in the bushes. I look over. This bear came up out of the bushes and up the hillside and was on me. Like, he came up to the guardrail and, paws up in the air. And honestly, I just started running. And
you should have pushed him back over.
The bear came over the guardrail and chased me down the side of the freeway.
How long did the bear give chase?
Now, quite a while, because I could hear the claws behind me. Multiple people in vehicles were going by. And I'm wondering, how come no one is trying to help me? Let me jump in your car. Let me jump on your car. Something. Try to hit the bear. Something. No one wanted to help me.
So how far do you think you ran before the bear just gave stopped chasing your ass?
Oh, it was a long ways. I used to run track, and that thing chased me at least half a mile.
Now, see, what did they say if you see a bear? The last thing you're supposed to do is run, right?
Depends on the bear.
But here's my thing. Like I said, that is great. But much like you, my friend Greg, I don't know what I'm going to do if I'm face-to-face with the bear. And I get a feeling I would do what you did, which is to try to haul ass. Even though they say don't do this, I think my body would be running before I remember that I'm not supposed to be running.
I got really lucky because it was steep on the section of freeway there. So I was running downhill. And this thing, I could hear the claws on the pavement behind me. And I've told this story to you guys back when you had Man versus Wild. This was probably 15 years ago. And you guys were cracking up at the story then. But, there's a guy that I used to work with, and he says, you know how I know you're not lying? He says, my neighbor up in Cle Elum was one of the people that passed you when you were running.
Oh, thanks for the help. Yeah.
And I know. And he said that they were laughing so hard they didn't even think to help me.
See there? You ran, because that's what your body said to do. They thought it was hilarious. So by the time it occurred to them that maybe they could have helped you, they're probably 5 miles down the road.
Oh, yeah.
All right, but let's say you see the same situation, right? You're driving your car. There's someone hauling ass away from a bear. What do you do? What do you honestly think you do? Because you got to remember, I could slow down and ask you to jump in. But also, if the bear is running that fast, it could be that the bear closes that distance.
Yeah, and now he jumps in the car with you.
You and a bear in my car. Like, I'm not trying to sound insensitive, man, but it's like, brother's going to be on his own.
Oh, now, if I was driving a car and I witnessed this, I'm taking that bear out, man.
All right, that was going to be my question. If I veer over and just hit the bear, am I going to get in trouble?
I don't think, given the circumstance, I wouldn't think so. But also, the thought is, it's definitely going to damage my car. Right? Like, do I want to go through all of this? I know it sounds
petty.
Well,
you
petty,
can bump it on the ass and you bang. You know, give it a shot. You have the car to do it.
Well, yeah. I mean, we definitely have the vehicle to do it, but it's still going to cause damage. It will not total my vehicle.
Well, you
but
can
it's
get
still...
right up on it and just give it a push.
Well, I tried to do the pit maneuver, take out his back legs, see what happens.
I mean, I don't know what I would do, but yeah, I don't.
You're in the car, you see the bear, someone's getting chased.
I see this poor bastard getting chased.
Yeah, and you're driving up on it.
I think I'm taking that bear out.
All right, really? Ted, we have a question. From the first caller we had, the guy down in Combo. Mm-hmm. He's on the beach in one of those big-ass bulls.
No, Miles.
What's that?
I'm just answering your question for you.
So let's just assume this guy's going to run into the water, right? After me. I'm out there treading water like that guy was for half an hour, trying to stay away from the bull. Yeah. But the bull's going to come in after me. It's swimming right at me, you know? I feel like I could get on his back and just take those horns and dunk his head into the water and drown his ass. Because he doesn't have the leverage now. You see what I'm saying? Is this possible?
No.
No?
I mean, look, you're asking two different questions. Is it possible? Yes. Will that work in your favor? No.
You don't think so?
If I'm a betting man...
Well, first of all, you've taken a story and now the bull is swimming.
He's swimming. So he comes after me and gets in the water.
But say the bull, the ridiculous bull is swimming.
He's swimming.
And you have somehow gotten on its back.
Yeah.
I think that's the last time we see you.
Because he's not going to bite me. See, he needs that. He needs those horns. He has no leverage.
I mean, in theory, he could just swim out and then buck you.
I mean, he can still buck you. He's got 5,000 pounds.
He's like this. Look at the other hand. Right?
Then he'd buck you off sooner.
Then I'm going to back out. Take that head down.
Yeah.
Drown his ass.
No? Yeah, you're going
to. Or what if you both get bit by a shark?
That would be awesome. He was on a bull's back.
Could you imagine? And they
were both taken
out. The great white just comes up.
Just a feeding frenzy.
18-footer. Just bam. What was the most memorable reason you were running? 206-803-ROCK.
I guess it's wet-aged.
Yeah, wet-aged beef, yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hello, Derek. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. Hola.
So it was about 13 years ago, in my prime of 22, attended a nice little house party, got extremely drunk, and in spite of my girlfriend at the time's best advice, I decided to jog home, which was about 10 miles away.
Did you make it?
Oh, I did. It was about an hour and a half in when I started sobering up and was not very far. that I realized how big of a mistake it was.
Was this a call because you were too drunk and you didn't want to drive, or were you just hammered or like, I'm going to jog home?
Here are the seven words you can't say on the radio. Sucker, mother, and please keep those words in mind when calling. Now back to the program.
In defense of him, I have covered a lot of miles being inebriated.
Sure.
But never did I run.
No.
I was just like, look, I'm in for the long
haul. I'm mad and I walk, right. But I'm not running.
That's exactly right. I've probably walked at least 8 miles home one night.
Sure.
Because I know where I was up on Aurora. And I walked all the way home in flip-flops. Problem was when I got to Green Lake, my flip-flop blew out.
Right.
But that was an interesting walk down Aurora. I mean, I'm way up. Way past the Home Depot. Like, I'm up on top of the bridge. I'm way up there, like, where the skating rink is, the ice skating rink is. I mean, I'm up there. And I walked the whole way home that night.
Yeah. Sometimes you get that angry.
Yeah, just like,
and it's just
better. Yeah.
Do you think that guy always sounds like creepy?
I don't know.
He sounded kind of creepy.
Hey, kids, gather around. I got to read Goodnight Moon and make you uncomfortable while I do it.
Miles, that's a long walk, but I don't think people... 10 miles is a long distance.
Oh, it is.
I don't think it's even 10 miles. Yeah. You think it's even 10 miles to our house?
It is about nine for you, 9.5 for me.
All right.
And I don't want to do... I've done that
from
once.
From here, yeah.
And
obviously,
That was one of those nights like, pull over, I'm getting out of the car.
Right.
I'm walking home. You're not going to walk home. You watch me.
Yeah. I'd rather do that than be with you.
Exactly.
I mean, it's just that simple.
I got out
of
the car and walked my ass home.
These are my own.
You go have fun.
Even like walking around the city when I lived downtown just for like an urban hike.
Yeah.
And I still don't think I was putting in 10 miles. Yeah.
Probably not, but at least when you're doing an urban hike, it feels more voluntary.
It's voluntary. You know, you can stop and get a beer somewhere, get lunch.
When you're just pissed, you're just walking.
And in the back of my head, I thought, you know what? I can always take a bus.
Yep.
I have my Orca card on me. I can always get a cab. I can call an Uber. I started walking. I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to keep walking. I need to walk. Like, I don't need to be in I don't need to be in somebody's car.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.